normally look at something in Baptist history, and we'll do that a little bit today, but I was going to take the month of June, and I've had people come up to me and just say, well, you know, what is a Baptist? What, you know, if we could narrow down to one thing, or, you know, what makes a Baptist a Baptist? My personal testimony is I was born on the campus of a Baptist Bible college, and so I was born a Baptist. And then when I was 7 years old, my dad started a church, and it was a Baptist church. So I had no choice there. I wasn't allowed to, you know, make any. I went right from the Baptist Bible College to a Baptist church. And so I grew up a Baptist in a sense. Of course, I was saved when I was a boy, but didn't really understand, or that's all I ever knew. You know, I didn't understand what that was for years, really, till I was well out of college, really understood what a Baptist meant. And so I wanted to take a couple of things each week and just talk about what makes a Baptist a Baptist. Peter, in 1 Peter 3:15, says, part of that verse says, "And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." And we should be always ready to explain to people what we believe and why we believe it. And so basically, a Baptist endeavor to base every belief, practice, emphasis, even organization of the church here, on the teachings of the Bible. And the desire of Baptists is to be as close to the New Testament model for an individual Christian and for a church as humanly possible with God's help. And you might say, some of these things that we talk about, you might say, well, of course, you know, what else is there? But we're going to look at what else there is, and you might be surprised. But there are a combination of beliefs and practices that set Baptists apart from other Christian groups. And it's a distinctive group of doctrines, and it's kind of what I would call like a Baptist recipe. And like other recipes, each ingredient is not unique to Baptists, but the total mix is distinctively Baptist. And some of these ingredients are parts of other Christian groups, but no other Christian group has this specific combination of beliefs and practices as a Baptist do. And so what are these key ingredients? As I said, some of them have in common with other Christians or even appear in other denominations, and you'll recognize that. One basic thing, of course, is that many denominations believe that they believe in God and that Jesus Christ is a Savior and is God. However, Baptists' beliefs about some major issues are different. An example would be practically all Christian groups believe that baptism is significant for Christians. We understand that. But Baptists hold a different view of baptism than most other denominations, and we'll talk more about that and why that's important. But there's no single thing, as somebody might say, you know, name one thing that makes us a Baptist. Well, there's no single thing, I believe, that makes us distinct from other Christians. But there are eight beliefs that through history have been understood to be what we call Baptist distinctives. They distinctly, this list is makes up what would be us being a Baptist. And there's no particular order to the eight. Some have made an acrostic to spell out the word Baptist that has eight letters in it. But there's no particular order, but you will see that the first one I'm going to mention is the most important. So there is a little bit of an order. There's one that's more important than the others, because everything that follows this one is dependent on this and is the cornerstone of our faith. So this morning we're going to mention two, and there's going to be eight, so I'm going to try to do this in 4 weeks. I've never been known to be long-winded, so I think we'll be able to do that. That's not true. That was a joke, but anyway. So, looking back at Sam. So the first one, yes, he will. Yes, he will. The first one, which is the most important, is the authority of Scripture. And we believe that the Bible is the final authority in all matters of faith and practice because the Bible is inspired by God. Now, again, we believe that, and you know that, but that is the first and most important Baptist distinctive. The Bible is without error, and it bears the absolute authority of God himself. Whatever the Bible affirms, Baptists accept as true. No opinion or decree or of any church group can override the Bible. Even creeds and confessions of faith, which actually attempt to maybe articulate Scripture, maybe to explain their doctrine, but they do not carry Scripture's intent authority. Paul, in writing the church in Thessalonica, said, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe." There's another verse in 2 Timothy 3:15, of course, that we know this verse. We memorize this verse, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And so the fundamental doctrine that forms the basis of our Baptist beliefs is that Scripture is the one and only authoritative source, and it comes, as we've been revealed by God, comes directly from God. And all Baptists agree on this foundational cornerstone of our faith. Now, of course, in this is the belief that Jesus Christ is God, and Jesus is the focal point of all Scripture. Everything in the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, points to Jesus, and that is under this distinctive, but we understand that. In the Reformation, and I think this is interesting. There was a term that came out of the Reformation, which we would say we adhere to, we'll discuss why this was important in the Reformation. But the term is sola scriptura, and that's a Latin term that means Scripture alone. And this would describe, it was a primary pillar of the Reformation, the Lutheran Church. And it means that the Bible contains all the knowledge necessary for faith and practice, all the knowledge necessary for us to live by and to organize and run our church. That's what that means. And we need nothing else to live by. And this is in contrast to, say, Anglicans and Methodists. They have a term that they go by, their creed. And when you hear this term, you might say, well, that's what we believe. But I'll explain what the term is. Their term that they follow is called prima scriptura, which means that Scripture is prime. And you might say, well, of course, Scripture is prime. But what that means to them is that the Bible is true, but the Bible is illuminated or explained with tradition and with reason, and in some cases, as in the Methodist Church, with experience. So that's different than we believe. We don't believe the Bible is illuminated by anything. The Bible stands on its own. So there's a difference there. And, of course, the Catholics take that another direction. The Catholics say that tradition is above the Bible, and that where the Bible and tradition butt heads, tradition is more important. Things like, just comes to mind, something the Pope's discussing this week was celibacy of the priests. That's not found in Scripture. Peter was married. The apostles, most of them were married. So that's tradition. But the Catholics would say that supersedes Scripture. So you see the difference. There's a big difference. We do not follow, we might have some traditions, you know, but they are not superior to Scripture. And that's very, very important. As I said, creeds hold little significance. Although they might contain the truths of the Bible, they can be changed by a congregation, like a statement of faith. A congregation can vote to change a statement of faith. So a statement of faith is not Scripture. It may contain Scripture, but a statement of faith is not as important as Scripture. So that's the first one. And I'm going to, as I tried not to, I got long on that one, but I'm going to mention the second one, and then we'll talk about it next week. But first of all, the authority of Scripture, that's the first Baptist distinctive. And then the second one, which is also very important, is the priesthood of the believer. And where in the Bible does it teach that priests can hear confessions and absolve sin and determine penance? Well, Baptists believe that nowhere in the Bible that is found. That is not found in the Bible. In fact, the Bible, the Word of God, makes it clear that every believer has direct access to God. There's a verse in 1 Peter, and I'll find it here, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." And when we become Christians, when we become saved, we immediately have the authority to go directly to God. We don't answer to any man. We don't pray to any man or go to any man to absolve our sins. We go right to God. And that's a primary, again, a distinctive of a Baptist, so the priesthood of the believer. And I'll touch on that next week, but I just thought it'd be interesting to go through these things because I think it does help us to know what we believe and why we believe it. So first of all, authority of Scripture, and second, the second distinctive is the priesthood of the believer. All right, we'll take our offering. And